We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I know it's easy to forget around here because it's all about Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and NBA free agency, but there is a pretty big basketball game tonight. Game 6 of the NBA Finals. We'll talk about that and free agency with Rick Bucher, Radio.com Sports Insider. Rick, Joe, and Evan, how are you?
Hi, Rick.
I'm well, guys. How are you? Getting ready for Game 6.
Yes.
After this, our next NBA Finals, get ready for the Bucks and the Clippers. Woohoo!
That's your pick next year, Bucks-Clippers?
You know what? It's as good as any, because if KD's not playing and Kawhi leaves Toronto, you really don't have a stalking horse. You don't have a team to beat. And parity works in the NFL, but it doesn't work in the NBA. You need a team that everybody's gunning for when it's, we don't know who's going to win it, and everybody thinks, you know, 8 or 9 teams have a chance. Then they don't push their chips to the middle of the table and try to do something.
By the way, that parity in the NFL, I think there's one team that's been to the Super Bowl 9 times since 2001 and won 6. So I just want to throw that. I just want to mention
that. No, that's fair.
I'm just pointing that out to you, you know?
That's fair. That's fair. But you have to say that there are, every year, I mean, they've defied the expectation. You go into it, fan bases go into it thinking, we've got a chance. Green Bay thinks they got a chance. Pittsburgh thinks they've got a chance. And the NBA, it hasn't.
Yeah, no, we agree with that. I agree with you, but I'm just throwing that at you. You're
100%
right.
It's a fair point. I'm not saying the parity's worked out,
right?
But the illusion has.
The illusion of parity in the NFL is
exactly perfect.
And look, I think that there is some value ratings wise to having that team everybody's gunning for.
Right.
But if we are looking at an NBA season next year where half the league can legitimately think they've got a chance,
that's pretty good.
I think that'd be a nice change.
It would be good,
for
yeah.
once in the NBA, wouldn't it?
No, it would be a change, but I don't know that that drives the market or the mainstream audience.
Mm.
It is having that team that is going to get the casual basketball fan excited to see, are the Warriors going to three-peat? Is LeBron going to get another championship? Just, and as you said, I'm basing it on the ratings.
No, you're right about that.
People have gotten tired of Warriors, Cavs. The fact of the matter is, it drove the ratings.
I agree with that.
To a point that we hadn't seen since the Bulls dominated.
Right.
So, it's the metric that works. Not that it's not exciting for a lot of fan bases to think that, especially in places like Milwaukee, where they've never had one. You look at what's happening in Toronto. I mean, you can't help but love the reaction of that fan base to their Raptors being in the finals.
Sure. What do you make of this series? Because I think what's been consistent here, and obviously the Durant injury has kind of overshadowed everything, what's been consistent about this series is that it's freaking unpredictable. I mean, it doesn't feel like anything makes sense. So do you have a feel for anything as we go into Game 6 tonight after the Warriors pulled that one out of the derriere with 3 minutes to go down 6?
Yeah. Well, this is the thing that people are having a hard time wrapping their head around. The Raptors are the better team.
Yeah.
Now, we haven't thought about that for the last 4 or 5 years because the Warriors are the dynasty and the Raptors are the team we weren't even thinking necessarily was going to come out of the East. We thought they'd be a contender. So for them now to be the best team in the finals is something that people are coming to grips with, largely because all the names are there with the Warriors. But they're not the same, and I've seen it all year long. I said it at the beginning of the year. I thought I didn't know who was going to knock off the Warriors. I just thought whoever came out of the Eastern Conference would, because riding the same horses as hard as they have to ride that core with no bench, at some point it was going to show itself. And I didn't know that it was going to be, you know, a slew of injuries, but I knew that that was a possibility. And so we are now seeing that come to fruition. It's not a lack of desire. It's not a lack of, execution. It's just, it's the physiology of going to the finals five straight years. And when you push that pedal down and expect to get gas and there's just nothing left in the tank, this is what happens. So there is the other element here is you have to be able to close out a champion. The much like the Spurs in their heyday, the Warriors are not going to beat themselves. They're not going to make mistakes to take them out. You're going to have to execute down the stretch to get that final blow. And we'll see if the Raptors are up for that.
You know what's funny, though? The Warriors did make a couple of mistakes in that final minute. I mean, that offensive the offensive foul on DeMarcus Cousins, the turnover. They were almost begging Toronto to take it back in the final seconds.
And is DeMarcus Cousins a champion?
Well, that's fair.
I mean, that's who they're relying. They're relying on Alphonso McKinney. They're relying on DeMarcus Cousins. They're relying on a lot of guys that don't necessarily have championship metal. And again, what was almost invincible about them was the fact that when need be, they could put five guys out there who had a ring and had seen just about everything collectively. So there was nothing that was going to come up where they were going to say, oh, what do we do in this situation? That was the great advantage that they had. Now, as a result of injuries, you're relying on guys for the first time on this platform to do things that they've never had to do before.
Is it over tonight in your mind, or are we looking at a game seven?
I honestly feel as if it's over. You know, I'm just simply because I was there at game four. I'll be there tonight. I've seen this Warriors team and Oracle all year long. Oracle does not hold the same mystique. And after the Raptors lost game two in Toronto, the narrative was, oh, they blew it. Here we go.
Right. Yep.
They can't win in Oracle. They won going away.
Yeah.
I mean, those games were not close. They ratcheted down defensively. And to me, that's the big difference. It's the Warriors can still score with Clay and Steph, and they can get enough there. What they can't do is they can't stop this Raptors team, and they can't handle their size. The great change with KD and with Kevon Looney coming back is that they could play small in Game 5, and that was just enough for them. Now they're going to have to go back to playing big. And that's a formula that simply hasn't worked against these Raptors.
How about that loss of Kevon Looney? Because he's another guy who came back. He was ruled out for this series, came back, and now he's out again.
Well, and if you want to, you know, if there's one indicator as to why KD came back when everybody I know around him was telling him, dude, this is a bad bet. Like, this is a risk you should not take. When he got hurt, I was sorely disappointed, but I was not surprised at all, because from everything I was hearing, this is a likelihood. But when you're looking at Kevon Looney coming back and playing with what he's got, Andre Iguodala, Klay Thompson, DeMarcus Cousins, if you're KD and you look around that locker room, you're like, how can I not give it a try? All these guys are. And the price for him, I mean, one reason is because the price for you is a lot higher than theirs. This is a chronic injury for you. We're talking potential Achilles if it goes wrong. But ultimately, what all these guys are sacrificing at this point to try to complete this three-peat, I believe was a huge driving force in KD making a decision that was not a wise one. A heroic one, a noble one maybe, but not a wise one.
All right, so what happens now with Durant? Where does he go from here in your mind?
I don't know that anything really changes. My only question is, and I say this with the caveat that I've been told whatever you're hearing about KD and what he's going to do, just know that he's going to change his mind 25 times before he actually does it. So, with that in mind, I don't know that the landscape changes a whole lot. The only question I have is, how much does this damage his relationship with the Warriors? If it does, if he's now second guessing what the medical staff was telling him, then I could see that this is this really pushes him out the door. But I can tell you, the Knicks will still offer him the max.
Oh,
the Knicks will take him on a redshirt year.
Oh my God.
They'll spend a year figuring out, okay, so what is it that we can do? And I like it from this standpoint.
Oh,
come on, man. Are you kidding me?
Listen.
No, seriously.
Well,
no.
Can
I ask you a question, Rick? Rick, I
want
to ask you a question.
No,
you hold on. Do you know the history of this franchise? And every time they do something like this, they get burned. Every freaking time.
But the history of the franchise also is...
What?
We got all this money. We got this opportunity.
So let's do something stupid.
No. We got to get good right now.
Yeah,
we
but you're not getting good right now. The guy's not going to play. Is he playing next year, this guy? And when he does play, what is he going to be? How do I know he's the same guy? How do I know he's anywhere near the same guy? And how do I know he's not going to start breaking down all the time now? I don't know that.
What did you see when he played with that injury at the beginning of Game 5?
Great.
Would you take that player?
Here's the bottom line. He got injured. He ruptured his freaking Achilles. They're going to throw $141 million at this guy and try to tell us, oh, don't worry, we'll have him next year, and we're going to be this championship-caliber team. I don't buy it for a second. I understand he's not Antonio McDice, but it's got the Antonio McDice thing all over it. That's what it is.
He's not anywhere close.
No, I understand that, but I'm just talking about the injury point of it. Why the hell would I do that? This franchise, it will be, I guarantee you, Rick, if this happens, I'll be out of this business by the time Durant probably plays for the Knicks if they do this stupid thing. But if they do, all right, and I'm still around, okay, I want you to call me after the disaster strikes again, okay?
This is, fair enough. If this was a 6'2", 6'4", 6'5",
it doesn't matter, kid, who he is.
No.
He's going to be 32. He's not going to be 28. He's not going to be 20. He's not even going to be 30.
Would you have taken Dirk Nowitzki at any point in his career?
We're talking about a guy coming. Look, Durant's a great player. You're missing the point.
This is a
great player, but he is coming off. I'm looking at the picture. This is perfect. Look at the you're in California, you're in Oakland. If you look at the cover of the post. This is what we're throwing $141 million at. Look at the cover of the post, all right?
We all look bad. We all look bad in a hospital bed.
All right, great. Great.
Your boy Tom Brady has been in a hospital bed.
He's not my boy. He's not my guy. No, I'm sorry, bro. He ain't my guy, okay?
So
it's a ridiculous move. The only guy I would throw money at is Kawhi Leonard, and they're never getting him. That's the only one, and they're never getting him.
They may not get him, but they'll get a sit-down with him.
Oh, great. Big deal. They got a sit-down with LeBron, too.
Hey.
That was another pipe dream. Who's kidding who?
Baby steps for your New York Knicks.
Baby steps is staying the course, not doing anything stupid, drafting R.J. Barrett, not wasting your cap space on a guy that maybe in a year is going to come back and be maybe 75% of the player he was. Why would they do that? Because they're the Knicks, because they're idiots, because they're stupid, because they run terribly.
25% down is a pretty draft.
Let me ask you a question. If they made this move, in your mind, I want an honest opinion, will they win a championship within the next 5 years?
I don't see why they couldn't.
Well, you don't see why they couldn't. You think they will? They will.
Look at the. Oh, you want me to guarantee you a championship?
There is no guarantee. It's not going to happen.
I couldn't have guaranteed you a championship if I gave you KD healthy. I couldn't guarantee that. Of course not.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so you're asking me a hypothetical that I couldn't say yes to.
So you think it's a good move for the Knicks, and should they also like give like every asset they have to get Anthony Davis as well? Should they do that too?
No. I'm not a big believer. I don't believe Anthony Davis is that kind of player, and I don't believe that they will do that. No, but. Kevin Durant as a 7-footer with his ability to shoot, that's not going away. That's why I made the comparison to Dirk Nowitzki. Dirk Nowitzki never had any athleticism, never had any mobility, never had it. But he could light it up, and you couldn't do anything with that.
I don't think you're necessarily wrong about what he can be post-surgery at 32, 33. I'll meet you in the middle there. The problem I have, and I'm not a Knicks fan. I want the Knicks to lose for the rest of eternity. Is this the right approach when you're a rebuilding team who has a lot of cap room, has a lot of draft capital? Maybe the proper approach is to just rebuild instead of stargazing, especially a star who, when he comes back, while he still may be good, you may be right, he's not going to be in your prime Kevin Durant. Is that the right move for this franchise to make?
If Kevin Durant wants to come to the Knicks for where they are, I mean, keep in mind the recent and maybe not so recent history. How have they done when it comes to superstar free agents willing to come to New York?
But that's like, not a reason not to not, that's not a reason to then have to take this one.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
So, well, if you don't believe that he can be a player anymore, then no, that's not the reason to take it. But if you believe that he can be any semblance, and let's be honest, with sports medicine, the idea of injuries that have this grave and just fatal end to careers, it doesn't really happen anymore. We've seen so many guys who've come back and whatever it might be and be able to get it done. And this is not DeMarcus Cousins. He's not, that was always a bad bet when you're that big and you're that heavy and you weren't that mobile to begin with. KD is just, and look, I'm not saying this in any instance, and I'm not saying this like the Knicks should do anything desperate. Obviously, you need to look at the medical and you need to see exactly what it is and what the prospects are before you sign up for this. I'm just saying the idea that KD, with his skill set and his body type, that he can't be a dynamic player, that he can't be a top 10 player in spite of the Achilles, I'm not buying that. I think that's a very real possibility. And if it is, then I'm rolling the dice on it.
Are you worried at all that he is too sensitive for New York? You worried?
Nah.
You don't think that's an issue at all?
This is the great misnomer. He's got more New York in him than most people. You know why? Because he thinks he's elite. And he's very opinionated and not afraid to tell you. That's my definition of most New Yorkers.
Boy. We're talking to Rick Bueger, RickBuegerRadio.com, Sports Insider.
Are you working with who's that agent again that said the Knicks are the Lakers without the championship?
Oh, Rich Paul. Yeah.
Who's that idiot that made that statement? The Knicks are the same as the Lakers without the titles.
Yeah, just
one of the
up.
Most, and the 30 times yeah. they've been in the finals. One of the most ridiculous comments I've ever heard.
That. Why are you throwing me into that circle?
I'm just saying. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you're telling me that? Durant, it's worth the risk. Oh,
you know, but Joe,
here's
the problem. I'm starting to realize this. We're in the minority.
No, I get it. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
See, I'm a Nets fan, okay? And I'm very excited about the year I just had. Won 42 games, great progress, had no lottery picks. And you know what's pissing me off? And maybe you could tell me I'm an idiot. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm annoyed that I think my general manager is about to let a 23-year-old all-star walk away in D'Angelo Russell because he's stargazing, because he's obsessed with Kyrie Irving, because he's dreaming about Kevin Durant. Should I not be ticked off about that?
I have my doubts about Kyrie Irving. I don't like the idea of him being the best player on my team because I saw how that happened and what happened in Boston, and I don't believe he's that kind of a leader. I need a player who's better than that. I'm not sold on D'Angelo Russell. I believe that I think he was the all-star. He was the chosen all-star. I think they were collectively really good. I don't know how much better he's going to get. So it's not trading for Kyrie for D'Angelo that bothers me. It's the dynamic of if he's the best player on the team, I don't know that you have the same chemistry that you had last
right.
year. And I thought chemistry was a big element why the Nets were what they were.
What do you think the Nets should do then? Because they do have cap room. They made the Allen Crabbe trade, which was basically a mistake Sean Marks made by even taking Crabbe's contract on after he lost out on him in restricted free agency. So obviously they have big plans. They have big dreams. If you were the Nets, yeah. nice framework, 42 wins, what would you do?
it's a matter of what can I do? I'm not signing Kyrie unless I can get KD, Kawhi, some other player who's a better player
right.
and who can be the leader in my locker room.
Mm.
I'm just not doing it.
Gotcha.
I'm going someplace else. Now, it's easy for me to say that because I don't have an owner to answer to and I don't have all this cap room. and I don't have season tickets to sell or this window where my ownership is saying, hey, we saw what we did last year. How do we take that up another notch? Kind of holding fire if I'm not going to get a Kawhi or a KD or one of those guys is easy for me to say from the outside. Sometimes you got to make the best of the situation because your ownership is asking that you take another step forward.
Mm. So you think that the Knicks will do the very Knick-like thing of throwing $141 million at Kevin Durant?
I have no doubt that if given the opportunity that the Knicks would do that, and I'm giving it my stamp of approval.
Oh my God.
Do you think it'll happen? Like, what are you hearing? I know Durant may change his mind 100 times, like you said, but
yeah. That would be a disaster.
Where do you think he ends up going?
I think it's a very good possibility. I would say it's as good a possibility. I might even say it's the most likely thing to happen.
Oh, my God. What a disaster. That'll be a disaster. Guaranteed. You can write it down. That will be a disaster.
You know what? You can complain all you want, but it's going to give you a hell of a lot of material for your show.
That's fine.
That is true.
You're talking to the wrong guy.
You're wasting your time, but it's true.
You're right about that. But believe me, you're talking to the wrong guy about that. I can tell you that.
But who doesn't like to be able to say after the fact, I told you so?
No, I don't. I won't be doing this anymore. I won't be doing it anymore.
No, but here, Rick, here's the thing.
You're missing the point.
He's a Knick fan. I'm a Net fan. We want to watch our teams win.
I want a championship. Thank God I saw the two championships. Thank God for that. Thank God. Yeah. Because I'm never seeing another one. No, I am never seeing another one. I'm confident in saying that. Very confident. Whether they bring Durant here. You know, Mike, let's see if we get Jordan out of retirement. What do you think about him? Maybe we get him back. You think so? You know, I get Michael back. At least he's not hurt. I don't know if he's in shape, but I mean, we can get him. Why not? Maybe Olajuwon will come and play for us. Maybe we get Patrick. Now Patrick's a little out of shape.
Patrick's way out of shape.
Not missing many meals. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I don't want to go after him.
You know what I mean?
That's funny.
Oh, the pain.
So you think the Raptors close it out tonight? What's your prediction?
I would expect that they will. Yes, somehow, some way, the Warriors make this a one-possession game, then they'll have the execution edge just as they had in Game 5. But I'm going to go based on what I've seen, which is if the Warriors have to play big and they have to go into their bench because they don't have KD, still question about Kevon Looney. If they don't have KD and Kevon Looney, I just don't see any way, anyhow, the Warriors, no matter how emotionally motivated, last game in Oracle, all that, that might last a quarter and a half. What we've seen is just a steady drumbeat. When it gets to the end of the third quarter, beginning of the fourth, the Raptors defensively tighten the screws, and the Warriors can't do the same at the other end.
Yep.
And the Raptors walk away.
We shall see, Rick.
You got to come on our show on July 1st or whenever it is when the Knicks throw 104 when they go to the hospital bed. Okay. As they walk up, when the nurse walks up to the bed and says, Kevin, let's see, here, can you sign this $141 million deal? Can you do that, please? I want to make sure that you come on. I want you to make sure you come on, all right? And it'll be a great moment. The Knick fans will be, all these delusional Knick fans will be throwing the parade. Oh, we got KD. We're not going to see him for a year, but that's okay. Don't worry about it. We'll come. Maybe we can go to the hospital and say hello to him, you know?
I'll be happy to do so.
Please do that, Rick, all right?
Thank you, Rick.
You got it.
All right. Rick Bucher, Radio.com Sports Insider. The scary part is,
I just see it. No, of course.
We're the idiots.
No, I agree.
We're the morons.
No.
No, I'm saying that's the way we're projecting. Because everybody wants Durant. We're morons, but I don't want him.
We got to have Durant. Got to have him. I don't care. Achilles be damned.
It doesn't matter.
Bring him in. It's a smart move.
And can you imagine basketball around here? Knick signed Durant. Don't do anything else. They rebuild with the idea that Kevin's coming next year. What a year of basketball we're going to have. All we're going to hear about is every little medical update about Kevin Durant.
Like 2 years from now, okay? 2 years from now, let's say the sixth game of the year. Knicks win the first five. Durant, he's scoring 40 a game.
Everybody's
getting, oh, my God.
Joe, we were right.
We were right. So now it's like the December 10th. Oh, wait a minute. He just tore his Achilles again. Can't you see that happening? Oh, my God.
I would not want to see that
no,
happen.
No, but I mean, of course not. But yeah. that would be the likely Nick scenario.
I think
that
would be it. When you're close to winning a championship, you go for it, right? And sometimes those going for it moments are really stupid and you regret them, but you go for it. I think when you were that far away, when you won 17 games, you don't take those kinds of risks. I think it makes more sense for the Nets to do it, and I'm a Net fan who's against
bro,
it. You know what I mean? I'm
bro,
not going to be happy
let
if
me
they
tell you
did
something.
It.
It's all about the buzz. It's the buzz. We got Durant. Don't worry. Don't worry. Kevin's coming. The cavalry is coming over
right.
the mountain. Don't
right.
worry about it. Here we come.
Right.
That's exactly what it is.
That's not how you build a basketball
no, I understand
team. It's about
that,
winning.
But can't you see that?
It's yeah, I think it's a mistake.
And all the hype, and there'll be billboards, and Kevin Durant is coming. Don't worry.
It's a mistake.
Of course.
And I am very surprised, maybe I shouldn't be, how many people have just completely
Amazing.
Bought in the last 72 hours.
Unbelievable.
Surprised by that.
Including Rick Bucher.
Yeah, including Rick Bucher, who's not a Knicks fan. He's just
a basketball guy.
Yeah.
He seems like a nice guy.
No, good guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.